Welcome to Food for Thought here on KKCQ, another MCCL update on our Food for Thought program. And Darren Swanson is joining us in the studio. And good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
And, well, you're going to talk a little bit about MCCL and pro-life in general, I guess. But big election coming up here in the not-too-distant future.
Definitely. Certainly, I think, you know, the new law that the Supreme Court passed is certainly going to be a big thing here as the elections come up here for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, locally, I know, of course, we have the meetings every month with MCCL. Sounds like those are well attended.
I think they are. Yes, we've been to several of them over the last several months here, I guess. So,
okay. So what else do you have for us?
Well, I was just going to give you my thoughts about why I'm a pro-life person. There's, you know, several arguments to being a pro-life, and I have some of these written down here, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you take it.
Very good. So the biggest one is that I'm pro-life because I'm pro-science. There's overwhelming scientific evidence that life begins at conception. This has been argued a lot over the course of time, but there's just more and more evidence that human life begins at conception. The rest of our life is more just developing what God has given us to start with in the womb. So another argument is that social justice begins in the womb as well. Every human being is entitled to the most fundamental human right, and that is life itself. Being a burden on someone is never a justification for killing them, including the baby in a mother's womb. So I'm also pro-woman. I have a wonderful wife at home and two daughters. I have a new little granddaughter, plus a mother who's had a big influence on my life for the course of time. I believe that abortion degrades women, treating their fertility as a defect, and enables men to use and abandon women when they are the most vulnerable at the time of early pregnancy that's potentially unwanted. Abortion never empowers women, only the men who wish to exploit them. I'm also against violence. Abortion is not only immoral, but is an act of extreme violence against the most vulnerable members of society, the unborn baby. In my profession now, we're also seeing more and more evidence that babies start early in the womb. Ultrasound has been used now for several years, and we can see that a baby's heartbeat starts at day 22. We see brain waves at the age of 6 weeks, and babies are moving around and doing normal baby things even as early as 12 weeks. This has been proven by MRI scans, and of course the ultrasounds are having better and better resolutions over the course of time. So it clearly reveals that what's moving inside a woman's body is a living baby. And there's no scientific evidence that suggests otherwise as far as that goes. So,
no, Darren, that's a good point, because when Roe versus Wade came out over 50 years ago, we did not have the technology that you were just talking about.
That's exactly right. I think those decisions were made without the benefit of our technology, which is getting better and better over the course of time.
Now, we talk about the election coming up, and to me, it just blows my mind away. Some of these politicians are supporting abortion pretty much up right until birth.
That's exactly right. And there's really no scientific evidence that at any time a baby is not a human being in the womb at all. So
right.
It's a very tough situation as far as the definition, and that'll be argued, I suppose, as the election gets closer as well.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, I think moral conscience as well. And if abortion is the killing of an innocent unborn child, then it's immoral to remain silent. My faith is based on what Scripture says, and there's over and over scriptural basis for what babies are. I think the one that's most known about is the one that comes from Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. It says, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." Verse 14, then I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So deep inside us, we know that babies are our people, and we need to work at protecting the unborn as we go forward here.
Okay, Darren Swanson joining us on Food for Thought with an MCCL update. You, along with several other people, have done a great job joining us on Food for Thought, giving opinions and valuable information, and we thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, that'll do it. Darren Swanson on Food for Thought, an MCCL update here on KKCQ.